More drivers are going without seatbelts these days, and they're paying the price. Preliminary data from the Department of Transportation shows in 2021, we saw the largest six-month increase in car crash deaths ever recorded by the department. And not only are more people skipping seatbelts, they're also driving under the influence and ignoring the rules of the road. Jane Terry is with the National Safety Council, a nonprofit safety advocacy group, and she joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tanya. Appreciate your having me and paying attention to this important issue.
Yes, well, 20,000 deaths from January to June this year. That's up 18% from the first half of last year. It seems like, though, with more people staying home, fewer people driving on a daily basis during the pandemic, that we'd see fewer accidents. What's the theory on why there are more?
Well, Tanya, you are exactly right. That is what we thought would happen too, and what we've seen in previous times of economic downturn. With less people on the road, the roads actually become safer. But what we've seen during the coronavirus pandemic is that with less people on the road, the roads have become much more dangerous. Although we have a 90% seatbelt use rate in this country, over 50% of those fatalities are actually people who are not wearing a seatbelt. So we have miles to go, if you will, to make sure that everybody is buckled up safely every time they get behind the wheel.
The public service push to deter people, though, from driving without seatbelts or under the influence, I mean, that's been happening for decades. You mentioned this 90% number. I mean, we all are on board in understanding that we need to wear seatbelts for safety. Are you surprised that this data shows that all it's taken is a few months of us off the road to reverse those gains?
We are very surprised and alarmed at what we're seeing. And I think one of the things that it's shown us, too, is that traffic congestion actually served as a safety measure, and we don't want that to be the case. So when there was a lot of traffic on the road, people were forced to slow down. And without it, people are driving very fast. And also, as you mentioned, what we've seen is an increase in impaired driving as well. We often think about alcohol being one of the main causes, but what we're seeing is an increase in use of other impairing drugs, such as marijuana and opioids, that are leading to some of these fatal crashes, too.
Drivers are obviously a problem, but how can cars and roads be made safer?
At the National Safety Council, we are very hopeful that the new infrastructure bill that was signed into law last month will help increase the safety margins on our roadways. There are many good safety provisions in that bill. One of those is what's called the safe system approach. Safe system approach means that people make mistakes, but the cost of those mistakes on the roads should not be that they lose their lives. Therefore, how can we change the way that our infrastructure is designed to add in safety margins? This may look like adding bike lanes separate from motor vehicle traffic, having rumble strips on the side of the highways to make sure that if people are falling asleep, that they can wake up and get back onto the roads as opposed to driving off the roads. What we've seen is that it really can help improve safety.
How does this most recent data compare to what has happened before 2020, before the pandemic?
Before the pandemic, we were actually seeing decreases in the number of people killed on our roadways. But unfortunately, with these increases, we are losing over 100 people each and every day on our roads. It's unbelievable. Just because these deaths are happening by ones and twos across the country does not mean that this does not deserve attention by everybody in this country.
What other solutions would you like to see?
Certainly there is an element of people just being safer when they're behind the wheel. Things like putting down your phone, not driving distracted, driving the speed limit. We have a speeding epidemic in this country. A lot of cities are lowering their speed limits, which is fantastic because you've got a lot of different people being mobile in different ways in cities. You think about walkers, bikers, people in wheelchairs, people in buses. And the slower you drive, the safer all of those people will be.
Jane Terry is Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Safety Council, a nonprofit safety advocacy group. Jane, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tanya.